Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Stuart, a VK2BMX, your AM and PM announcer. And in engineering tonight is John, VK2HB. The weather here is cool and cloudy, no stars. The temperature outside at the moment is 17 degrees, so it's dropping away. I guess by the time we finish tonight, it'll be about 15. Our transmitter status is all okay. Just lost the page. Unfortunately, we have a silent key. It is with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key. Louis Paradis, VK2NZ, became a silent key on Saturday the 2nd of May 2026. Born in Chile, Louis migrated to Australia with his wife in 1971 and made Sydney his home along with his two daughters. He was active in amateur radio for many years and was well known to many operators across Sydney through regular activity on the Dural repeaters and participation in VK2WI callbacks. Unfortunately, declining health in recent months saw Louis move into a nursing home. There will be a funeral service for Louis at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 13th of May at Rookwood Crematorium. This will be followed by a memorial gathering afterwards at the Royal Oaks in Lidcombe from about 11:30 a.m. onwards. Those planning on attending are requested to contact the office so that numbers can be advised. Please pause with us now while we remember Louis. Bale Louis Paradis, VK2 November Zulu.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network team for making this relay available. Picton Ham Fest. Coming up at the end of the month, the Picton Ham Fest returns for 2026. It's on Sunday the 31st of May at the Picton Showground, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. It starts at 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There are also a limited number of indoor tables available at a small cost. For more information, you can contact the Hamfest organising team via email, hamfest@pictonshowsociety.com.au. And Picton Show Society is one word. You can also find updates on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the homepage and on the Society's Facebook page. 73 from Simon, VK2XQX. Weekly Solar and Geophysical Report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activity from the 1st to the 7th of May. Dates across the columns are 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th. 10 centimetre flux, 145, 159, 143, 138, 128, 120 and lastly 117. Fredericksburg A index, 10, 6, 8, 16, 11, 4, 7. Australian A index, 9, 4, 4, 11, 4, 0, 5. Estimated. T index, 84, 86, 92, 84, 81, 61, and lastly 58. Solar flare activity reached R1 level on the 4th with an M1.8 flare and on the 7th with an M2.6 flare at 1514 UTC. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian region were quiet to unsettled with activity below geomagnetic warning levels. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 11 nanotesla was observed at 1622 UTC on the 7th. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Depressions of 15% were observed during local night hours on the 6th and 7th. The forecast issued on the 8th of May through until the 14th. Solar activity is expected to be at R0 levels with a chance of an R1 or R2 level later in the week as a probable active region rotated onto the front of the solar disk. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 early in the week due to geomagnetic activity caused by recurrent coronal hole effects. Quiet to unsettled conditions are expected otherwise. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region may be depressed by up to 15% early in the week, later recovering to near predicted monthly values. Space weather summary for April 2026 with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Solar activity during April was higher than in March, particularly toward the end of the month. A total of 27 M-class flares and 2 X-class flares were observed. The largest flare for the month was an X2.5 flare on the 24th of April, produced by active region 4419. This region also produced an X2.4 flare on the same day. Both events were associated with non-Earth-directed coronal mass ejections. Region 4419 became increasingly active late in the month, producing several R1 to R3 level flares between the 23rd and 25th. Enhanced solar wind conditions were observed several times during the month due to high-speed wind streams from coronal holes. The strongest of these occurred between the 1st and the 3rd of April, combined with a glancing CME impact, with solar wind speeds peaking near 780 kilometres per second. No solar radiation storms were observed during April. Geomagnetic activity reached G3 levels early in the month during the period from the 2nd to the 4th of April, associated with combined CME and coronal hole effects. G1 conditions were observed in the Australian region on the 2nd, 3rd and 18th. The deepest ionospheric depression for the month occurred on the 3rd and 4th of April, with maximum usable frequencies depressed by up to 35% across the Australian region and up to 40% in southern Australia. Further MUF depressions of around 35% were observed between the 19th and the 22nd. Strong shortwave fadeouts were observed on the 4th due to the M7.5 flare from AR4409er and again on the 24th due to the X2.4 flare from AR4419er. Equatorial ionic scintillation was observed at Darwin on the 8th, 13th and 28th of April and at Nui Island on the 16th, 18th and 20th of April. The Australian T-index for the month was 73.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we're up to Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
When you obtain your license, there's a whole lot of learning to be had before you even get started with your first transmission. But when you get there, you'll discover that learning has just begun, and the rest of your life will be beset with challenges, quests, discovery, and dawning understanding. One of the early and recurring questions is around the best time to be on air. Before I get into the why, the answer is right now. This interminable question will continue to haunt you throughout your life, and the most pressing answer will be shaped around the missed opportunity. You'll discover tools that assist with predicting propagation, websites that explain what the various layers of the ionosphere do, and how they affect your ability to use the radio to make contact with other amateurs. There's learned discussion around testing and tracking propagation, special modes that help create your own maps for your own station, and you'll discover an endless supply of experts who will advise you when you should power up your transceiver and call CQ. Whilst I've only been an amateur for a short time, in the decade to date I've learned one thing about propagation. Despite all the tools, the discussion, the maps and forecasts, there's no substitute for actually getting on air and making noise. Over the past while, I've been watching the propagation from my own shack, using a 200 milliwatt beacon, and I've discovered that running 24 hours a day, every day, well, almost every day, my signal gets to places far beyond my wildest dreams. I've also discovered trends. That is, the average distance of the signal reports is increasing over time. This isn't a linear thing, not even a recurring thing, much like the ebb and flow of the tides varying from day to day a little bit at a time, inexorably making your shoes wet when you least expect it. While to some extent we've tamed the prediction of the tides with complex and interrelated cycles discovered by using Fourier transforms, we're nowhere near achieving this level of sophistication for the ionosphere and its associated propagation. Just like predicting a specific wave is still beyond the capabilities of a tide table, predicting the ability of a radio wave to make it from your antenna to that of another amateur is beyond any tool we have today. Another way to look at predicting the complexity associated with the ionosphere is comparing it to weather forecasting. We have national forecasting bodies with millions of sensors, supercomputing cycles that dwarf most other research, a global network of satellite sensors, roughly a quarter of which have some form of Earth-sensing capability, transmitting terabytes of data every day, and still we cannot determine where on Earth it's going to rain tomorrow. The ionosphere, whilst it's being monitored, is not nearly as well resourced. It's not nearly as visible to the average person as the packing of an umbrella, and the political perception of need is nowhere near as urgent as getting the weather right. So absent accurate forecasting, finding a better way to determine when to get on air is required. That said, I've discovered that regret is the biggest motivator to get on air. The day after a contest, when a friend made a contact with an amazing station, Or the lunch break where I didn't power the radio on to discover a random opening to a clamouring horde of calls looking to make contact. So my best advice to you is to get on air whenever you can. You might not make a contact every time, but you'll discover what the bands look like right now, and you'll have the chance of hitting the jackpot with a rare contact. And truth be told, I think your chances of making a contact are higher than winning the lottery. When you do take that step, you'll start discovering the ebb and flow of the bands, discover the characteristic sound that each band makes, and what a band sounds like when it's open and when it's not. You'll hear stations far and wide discover that while there are trends in propagation, there are no rules. From one moment to the next, you'll discover the thrill of hearing something unexpected. One thing to consider, if you get on air for the sole purpose to make contacts, you're likely going to be disappointed. It's like fishing. Most people don't get up at some crazy hour, sit on a damp jetty, freezing parts of their anatomy off for the sole purpose of catching fish. So, get on air and make some noise. Today. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email at cq@vk6flab.com. Now we're up to the Weissen news. At last Sunday's monthly Weissen gathering here at VK2WI Dural, members took part in various activities including trailer towing training, testing the new Echo radios, and organising equipment. Next month's Weissen meetup will focus on portable HF wire antennas and field deployment. Members are encouraged to come along and get involved. The next Sydney Memory Walk is on Sunday, the 24th of May, at Cathy Freeman Park. If you are interested in helping out, please contact John via the Weissen Operations email. The Picton Ham Fest is on again this year on Sunday, the 31st of May, at the Picton Showground. Weissen will once again be in attendance, and volunteers are needed to assist with the stand and coordination. Email Weissen Operations if you are interested. Also on Sunday, the 31st of May, the Memory Walk and Jog moves to Newcastle at Griffith Park, Stockton. If you are interested in helping out, please contact John on the operations email. If you are interested in assisting with any Weissen activity, contact operations via email to weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Weissen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is a Winlink next week. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weissen, visit the website at nsw.weissen.org.au. Now we're up to club news. We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The May coffee morning is at 10 a.m. this coming Thursday, the 14th of May, at the Hill Cafe, Thrumster. The May Friday night get-together is at 7 p.m. on Friday the 15th in the Port Macquarie SES building. Then on Sunday the 17th is the club's annual antenna shootout at Huntington, a few kilometres west of Wauchope. It's now only 4 weeks until the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 50th annual field day. It's at Wauchope Showground on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June over the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be on Saturday night at Port Macquarie Golf Club. Members that have already ordered field day polo shirts and hats will be able to pick them up at the field day. The full program for the field day weekend is available on the ORAC website. If you are planning to attend, book your accommodation soon. The area is a popular holiday destination during the long weekend. Camping is also available at the Wauchope Showground for tents, caravans and motorhomes. Further details, including contact information for the caretaker, are on the Wauchope Showground website. The next training and assessment weekend will be held in Port Macquarie over the weekend of the 13th and 14th of June. Candidates for Foundation Licence Weekend and for assessments for all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORAC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30pm on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9am Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. Echolink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During the nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via Echolink. A VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, that's ORAC, visit the website at orac.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The March issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online with a new look. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The May edition of Oxtails is currently in preparation and will be published early in the coming week. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club and 73s from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Now we're up to the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30am. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At 2pm on Sunday, the 24th of May, the club will take part in the 80th anniversary of the Carryong Progress. Will take part in the 80th anniversary of the Carryong Progress Hall, located near the clubhouse on the other side of the fire station. A portable station will be set up and on air alongside the club station at the clubhouse. At the time of submission, a VK2 RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Among those currently turned off are 6 metres, 23 centimetres, VHF and UHF D-Star repeaters. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8pm on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater. That is on a 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and via Echolink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone on 02 43 40 2500, which normally goes to message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Allen, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. St George Amateur Radio Society. It is with regret that the St George Amateur Radio Society announces the recent passing of Mick Nelson, a VK2DDZ, at the age of 94. Mick was a long-time member of the Society while living most of his life at Miranda. Mick worked for many years as a linesman with the Sydney County Council. During that time, he suffered serious injuries when a power pole collapsed beneath him, resulting in a long recovery. Following the accident, he continued his career in power line inspection and field work, but remaining at ground level. Mick was well known among local amateurs for his ability and willingness to climb towers, assisting with the installation and maintenance of antennas. Some years ago, Mick moved north to Grafton for a quieter life. He is survived by his two daughters. Please pause with us now as we remember Mick. Vale Mick Nelson, VK2DDZ. Next weekend is the Society's Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest. The rules are simple. Morse code sent by hand and received by ear, with operating speeds limited to 10 words per minute or less. The contest runs for 3 hours on Saturday evening on 80 metres and 3 hours on Sunday afternoon on 40 metres. The Society's next Foundation Training and Assessment Weekend at Heathcote is scheduled for the end of next month on the weekend of the 27th and 28th of June. For more information about the St. George Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. 73 from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St. George Amateur Radio Society. Hornsby and District Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting is at 8 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 12th of May. It's at the rooms of the Hornsby Manly Target Rifle Club in Rosamond Street, Hornsby. Turn right into the driveway when you see the Mount Walker sign. Buses stop nearby in Carrington Road. The following meeting will be at Mount Kohler on the 26th. You can find Haddock on social media by searching for club call sign of VK2 Mike Alpha. Julian, VK2YJS, Publicity Officer for Haddock.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-meter SSB Net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR. On 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link Node 1474. And the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG. on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Ridge and Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 Metre Net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 PM on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375. And VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR or HF, and 6:45 PM on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 9444 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Stuart, VK2BMX, and your engineer has been John, VK2HB. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo. Callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society and on VK2RNC Newcastle. Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 metres, followed by 30 metres, 40 metres, 80 metres, and lastly 160 metres. In engineering, John will take callbacks on 10 metres, the VHF and UHF frequencies, and will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.